And with us here is somebody that we watched.
Somebody
on,
that we grew up with.
We grew up with watching him on television, and that's Mort Krim. Good morning, Mort.
Good morning.
You are attempting a very serious journey here in an LSA.
Well, it should be a fun trip. I started from Jacksonville, Florida, which is my home base at Craig Field, about 1,000 miles to Oshkosh. I did it in 2 days, flew 7 hours the first day and about 2.5 the second. Well, the goal is to do 7,400 miles in commemoration of my 74th birthday, which will be tomorrow.
Well, and happy birthday in advance.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday.
I can't think of a better place to spend it.
Well, I can't either. And people ask me, why are you doing this cross-country? And I'm going to be camping all the way, as I'm doing here. I have my tent set up by the LSA in the North 40.
Well, today they've provided running water.
Oh, yeah. I woke up to a gentle rain and thought, well, it's going to be that kind of a day.
Yep.
But that it wouldn't be Oshkosh without at least a day of rain.
Well, this is my fault because I built a trike that I used to get around here, and yesterday I washed it. So this is my fault. I freely admit it. And, you know, we apologize to all of you out there with wet bedding this morning.
Let's back up and say what aircraft are you flying?
It's a Skylark built by the Dova Aircraft Company in the Czech Republic. And I bought it new, and I've had it about a year and a half. I've put 120 hours on it, and I'll put about that many on it during the month of August.
Wow.
As
no
I
kidding.
Undertake this trip. People ask me why I'm doing this. And first of all, let me explain exactly what I'm doing. I'm flying, leaving here Sunday, flying down to Lake of the Ozarks, which I can do in about two and a half hours. And I plan to camp all the way along the route. After Lake of the Ozarks, where I plan to do a little fishing, I have a retractable fishing rod in the back of my plane.
The old Popeil pocket fisherman?
Yeah, there you go. That's what I've got. And then after a couple of days at Lake in the Ozarks, I plan to fly down to Springfield, which is just south of there, and pick up the old Route 66 and fly that, what's left of it. And, of course, it's been replaced in many places by freeway. But parts of the old route are still there, and I'm going to fly at low altitude where I'll get a 1,000-foot off-the-ground perspective of this country that you don't get from an airliner, you don't get from a car. It's been done many times by other pilots, but for me this will be a new experience, and I'll fly that to Santa Monica, and then I plan to fly the coastline north to Eugene, Oregon, where my son lives, camping at various airports on the water. There are some beautiful ones out there. Then I will come back by way of Las Vegas because I have, Vince Leonard, who was my co-anchor in Philadelphia. Vince and Frankie are retired in Las Vegas, and we see them regularly couple of times a year. And they're both doing well in good health. Vince is 84 now.
Wow.
And hard to believe. But I plan to spend a little time with them. Try not to lose too much money.
Good luck with that.
And then I'm going to come back
don't
down.
Don't gamble the gas money.
No. Well, fortunately, it doesn't take much on this LSA. Five gallons an hour and that little Rotax engine.
Oh.
But why am I doing this?
Yeah, yes. why are you doing this?
Why don't you ask me why I'm doing this?
All right, Mort, why are you doing this?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm glad you asked me. I give people a multiple choice. Number one, Krim has too much time on his hands. Number two, he's entering a second childhood. Number three, he's just plain nuts. And number four, all of the above. So that's the multiple choice.
Sound good to me.
I'm going with all of the above.
It probably is a little bit of all of that. But I have, in the last 5 years, had two bouts of cancer. I had prostate cancer 5 years ago, colon cancer about 3 years ago.
Whoa.
And I've done very well. The doctors at Mayo Clinic, where they've treated me, say that I've been surgically cured, and as far as they can tell, I'm cancer-free, and all of the tests come out well, and I feel great. So I thought, I'd like to prove three things. Number one, that the LSA is a real airplane, and you can make honest-to-goodness trips with it. I had a great trip coming up here from Florida. Had to dodge some weather, but I've got XM weather radar on the plane, and I mean, it was like playing a video game, just going in and out between and it worked beautifully well. And I wouldn't have attempted that kind of a trip without that feature. So I want to prove the value of the LSA, because I think it's a wonderful thing for those of us of a certain age to be able to transition to that kind of flying again. Number two, I want to prove that health issues don't necessarily have to stop you from flying or slow you down from pursuing any of your dreams. And number three is I want to prove that age doesn't have to be a barrier.
No, you look very well for 74 years old. I hope I look half as
73 and 12, 11 and 3/4 months.
Well, 74 is the new 73.
Yeah, really. And 74 is the new 50. So, we may grow old, but we will never grow up. That's
there you
sure.
go.
And aviators.
If we grew up, we couldn't come to Oshkosh, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and as for a second childhood, if my guess is right, you never grew out of the first one. So,
my wife would probably concur with.
I'd like to suggest a fifth reason, and that's just because it's there.
It's fun. That's right.
Yep.
That's right. And I have to say that my wife Renee has been incredibly supportive. All except volunteering to go with me on the trip.
That's what
sanity and logic prevail.
But I'm actually only 17 pounds under the gross weight of this plane. I weighed everything on a scale. You know, when you're dealing, with any plane, you should be careful. But with an LSA, you want to make sure that that you're not overloading it. And so I weighed everything, even the batteries and, the propane tank for my little one-burner stove so I could have my coffee in the morning at the tent. So I'm 17 pounds under gross. If I could find a 17-pound person, I guess I could take one other person.
Yeah, that might be hard.
Now, you're going to do this trip, and I'm sure you've got a camera on board. How can we, as EAAers, keep an eye on you as you're going and doing this trip?
Well, I have a high-def camera, and I'm planning to produce a video of the trip.
Okay.
I've been in that business all my life.
Yeah, really?
Right.
And I got a remote unit so that I can set it up on a tripod and do stand-ups. Now, that's the way we did when I started in the television business, when you were a one-man band. You know, mm-hmm. You'd set the camera up and aim it at a tree and then stand in front of the tree and do your stand-up. So I will be able to talk to the camera in various situations and also do some interviews. You meet some real characters at these FBOs
along
the route.
Are you planning to be able to shoot in-flight video as well?
I've done some of that, yes. Yes, I have autopilot on this little plane.
This little
LSA,
like nice little
I've got autopilot. I've got a 496 Garmin, and the autopilot is interfaced with it. I have the I think it's pronounced Xion, X-I-O-N, that little traffic alert system.
Gotcha.
I've had that panel mounted, so it's permanent, and it interfaces with the 496. So I've got just about everything on that.
You got all
little
the bells
plane
and
that you so it makes it pretty easy to do in-flight video because I can just hit the autopilot.
Exactly. Well, Mort, we wish you good luck with your venture.
Thank you.
Be careful out there. Have fun. And hopefully, maybe you'll think about this. We'd love to see a website where we can see daily updates, where you are, how it was, pictures and video and stuff like that. Think about that.
Well, I'm not technically sophisticated when it comes to the computer stuff. Somebody asked me, are you going to do a blog? And I said, how do you do a blog? I have a website, but I have somebody who keeps that up for me. It's called mortkrimspeaks.com.
Okay. I was there looking it over last week.
Oh, did you? I guess we could probably post some things about the trip on that website, I imagine.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
I knew how to do that.
Well,
wait, what's the new game? Where's Mort?
Yeah, really. That would be very interesting. Mort, listen, you have a safe trip out there. Have some fun. Well, yeah, how can it not be fun?
Trying to suppress the grin.
Yeah, and good luck to you.
When I called my wife Monday from my first stop, she said immediately, I don't have to ask you if you're having fun. I hear it in your voice. And I am. I have even on a rainy day like this, I woke up in the tent to the gentle sound of the rain, and it'll pass.
Yep.
That's right. And you get a chance to meet some more people on the ground.
And the characters at the radio station.
Well, thank you, guys.
Mort, you take care. Be careful out there. And
Mort's going to hang around for our next segment, I understand.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
What else do we have to talk about?
Well, something about a little rocket landing on some little chunk of rock out in the space. You were there?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. That goes way back.
40th anniversary.
40 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's go to break, and when we come back, we'll talk about that.